Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. was Big T, the swinging gate, or the father of the jazz trombone, Jack Teagarden, with the tune King Porter Stomp to usher us into a new hour of Neon Jazz together. And during this coming hour of jazz, we are going to profile a man from the city of Bath in the United Kingdom, Joe Spivey. He runs the information-rich website called www.jazzonfilm.com, and he has a treasure trove of jazz music and artists that have appeared in documentaries, features, TV shorts, and much more. It is a comprehensive database of music and links to listen to each track. So I had to get a hold of Joe on election day in the UK to discuss his passion of keeping this ongoing list of jazz archives. Along with authoring this web portal, he is also a musician himself, a double bassist, and a flat-out jazz lover. So this is what Joe had to tell me about why he made the website to begin with.
It's like a passion, you know, there's no real business side to it. It's just a mad passion of mine that hopefully people are trying to find out about jazz in the cinema or on, you know, or on film. They can look at it and they can find what they're looking for.
And I was also very curious as to how he got so interested in jazz and specifically in the realm of film. When I asked Joe about this, this is what he had to say.
I'm 70 now, so I always loved jazz. You know, I started off with some Louis Armstrong 78 records that my parents owned. And quite honestly, I've never liked any other kind of music. I've never liked popular music. The Beatles and all that Liverpool sound in this country passed me by. I still always loved jazz. And also, my parents were passionate cinema goers, and as a child, they took us to the cinema all the time.
Joe was thorough and gracious enough to send me what he considered the most paramount jazz featured in film, along with some extra songs and one with him doing the honors on the jazz stage. All of that will be forthcoming on this hour of music dedicated to jazz on film, according to the encyclopedic mind of Mr. Joe Spivey, right out of the UK. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that had a little film by Robert Altman called Kansas City that brought this town's jazz era into full focus for the world to view, ready to document the best of jazz on film for your ears to hear. This next track was from a 1991 documentary on the wayward yet brilliant alto sax man, Art Pepper. It's a film called Notes from a Jazz Survivor.
Is to communicate.
It's like a form of expression, like making noises, you know, like if I could make noise, if I could like growl or laugh or things like that, it would probably serve the same purpose. Like really a challenge. Whenever I play, it's like I don't just play to play. I would do everything that I could possibly do to try to reach them.
We'll be right back.
she's my severest and best critic. She has a phenomenal feel for what happens, for the way I play. In the band, I'll look at them and they like nod their head, you know, and that's like, that's the ultimate thing, is when the guys in the band really, you know, they look at you and you can see that, that you know that they heard what you did.
I like neon jazz. Tell you why, you know I don't lie much. It's been said she knocks him dead when she lands in town. Said she came, why it's a shame how she could. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her, sweet Georgia brother.
I'm
free Georgia Brown. Tell you just why. No, I don't lie. What sense to gain? Well, it's shame how she comes down. It's been said she knocks and fed when she lands in town. Me up on your knee, cheeky for two and two, but you can't let you see how happy we could be. Nobody near us, see us here, it's friends, we let you get vacation, won't have it now. We own a telephone, dear. Don't break and you wait, me to bake a sugar cake, and you to take my olive oil. See, we've been dressed family, boy, for you get, for me can't you see how happy we can be, we three. Picture me up on your knee, cheeky for two and two, but you now can't you see how happy we're gonna be. Nobody there to see us, dear, it's friends, we last, we get vacation, won't have it, no, we own a telephone, dear. Down we're begging you, we're wagging you to buy, we're shooting your gang, you to take us home, my boys, you see. We raise a family, boy, for you, girl, for me, can't you see how happy we could be, we three. Meet your make up on your knee, but two for two and two for two, now can't you see how happy we could be. Nobody there to see us, dear, it's friends, we last, we get vacation, won't have it, no, we own a telephone, dear. Down we're begging you, wake me to back, check, gang, you to take. All of us to see, raise a family, boy, for you, girl, for me, can't you see how happy we can be with me. It's the Jeff.
That was Anita O'Day performing at the Newport Jazz Fest circa 1958. In a 1960 film called Jazz on a Summer's Day, that particular Newport Jazz Festival included an incredible lineup that was Louis Armstrong, Thelonious Monk, Dinah Washington, Jerry Mulligan, Art Farmer, George Shearing, Jim Hall, Sonny Stitt, Bob Brookmeyer, the great Anita O'Day that we just heard, Jack Teagarden, Bucky Clayton, and a very, very young Chuck Berry. Before we move on to this next track, I asked Joe why jazz is so great, and this is what he had to say.
I like the jazz to swing, whatever happens, and I like to move in a harmony. I don't particularly like jazz, especially you get this with pop music, where the harmony is quite static. You know, the best jazz to me, you never know what to expect, you know, you never know what the drummer's going to do, you never know what the saxophone's going to come up with. And every time when you listen to live jazz, of course, not necessarily a record, because then you become familiar with what they're doing, you know, on a record, but if it's live, you never know what's going to happen.
From the ABC show Cabin in the Sky, circa 1942, this is the Ellington Big Band playing the tune Things Ain't the Way They Used to Be, next on Neon Jazz.
Joe Fivey. I'm the founder of jazzfm.com and also jazzinthemovies.com. And I'm listening to Joe Dimino's Neon Jazz.
Right out of the city of Bath in the UK, that was the man of the hour, Joe Spivey, from a live gig in 1985 with the song Mean to Me. So Joe had some thoughts on being a jazz cat himself, and this is what he had to tell me.
Yeah, I play the double bass in some, it's mainly local. I live in the West Country now, but I used to live in London, and I used to play. It was mainly what they call like a... When I started, it was like the end of the what they call the traditional jazz boom in this country. And this was like just before the Beatles sort of, you know, came along. And they sort of, I think they finished off most jazz musicians from making a decent living once the sort of like, You know, the pop boom started over here.
Here's the great Clifford Brown, someone very rarely shown of any kind on film, but the precious little means a whole lot. In fact, this is what Joe had to say about Clifford.
And that's why people like Clifford Brown, there's hardly anything of people like Clifford Brown. Some artists just don't exist on film, you know.
So here he is in 1956 with the song Easy Living, next here on Neon Jazz.
Chicago, and by association.
featuring Eddie Condon's All-Stars. That was off the show Chicago and All That Jazz. It was a TV show featuring Jimmy McPartlin, Jack Teagarden, Bud Freeman, Pee Wee Russell, Joe Sullivan, Eddie Condon, Bob Hoggart, and Gene Krupa. Quite a lineup there. From the hands and minds of Slim and Slam, this is the 1941 cut, Hell's a Boppin', via a very surreal comedy featuring both the musicians, Slam Stewart and Slim Galliard.
I'm coming on. One, two, keep that rhythm heating. One more rhythm like that and I'll be gone. Oh man, don't stop now, we're jumping. Give everything to Lord now. This thing might turn into something. I ain't mistaken, here comes something now. Thank you.
This is Oliver Lake, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Have a ball.
A jam session. Quite often, these great artists gather and play ad lib hot music. It could be called a midnight symphony.
Thank you. I used to walk in the shade, kept my blues on parade, but now I'm not afraid, 'cause if you look among the clover, your rovers crossed over. If I never have a cent, be rich like Rockefeller, babe, I've got gold dust round my feet on the bubble bus side, bubble bus side of the street.
Thank you.
That was the 1944's Jam of the Blues, with one of the very best short films about jazz. Shot in an almost film noir style, with Lester Young, Sweets Edison, Illinois Jacquet, Joe Jones, Barney Cassell, John Simmons, and Marie Bryan. Speaking of all that live jazz, Joe Spivey got to see a lot growing up, and he got very interested in jazz that way. This is what he told me in a recent interview about all those live acts that he caught.
I mean, when I was a youngster, Ronnie Scott in this country had the Ronnie Scott Jazz Club. He brought a lot of the people across. I mean, I saw Sonny Stitt, I saw Dexter Gordon, I saw Charlie Mingus. I saw most of the major jazz musicians who came to this country as a youngster, like Louis Armstrong when I was about 15 years old at my local cinema, you know.
One of the final questions I asked Joe, who has seen so many live shows in person and on film, was what show in the history of jazz that he would love to have caught if he could have gone back in time to see it. And this is what he told me.
Yeah, that's an easy one for me. I would love to have been at the Massey Hall when Charlie Parker was playing with Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Mingus, Max Roach and Bud Powell. And apparently I read somewhere that apparently that concert, it was only about a third full because it was a big major boxing match apparently in America and everybody was watching the boxing on television. This concert did not sell out at all. Yeah. That was one of life's ironies to me. I mean, I've got a record of it.
So our final cut on this hour of jazz together is Sugar via Pete Kelly's Blues, circa 1953. And this was a great hour of looking into film and jazz together. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that loves jazz and film together, he's the Twix of our world around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
And I mean it. Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line and let us know what you think. You can always reach us at any time at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Neon Jazz.